Finish off Perit Sadi Hey Ashenishbati Biapi Mivayun El Menucha. See, therefore I have sworn in my anger, they shall not enter my land of contentment. And again, I think when the Chazan does this, he really needs to understand what he's saying. This is heavy. This is harsh. This is painful. Sfarno explains that the Bnei Yisrael aroused Hashem's anger because we corrupted ourselves with false beliefs. These are beliefs that we got from Avdei Avodah Zarah, from idolaters. And therefore we ignore Hashem's miracles and we don't know his ways. The Gemara takes it another way. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Daf Kif Yad Amud Aleph, that Menuchasi, my rest, refers to eternal rest on Olam Haba. And as a result of that, Rabbi Akiva learns from this pasuk that the Dor HaMidbar lost their chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, says no. Hashem was nishba ba'af. Hashem nishbati ba'api. Hashem swore in his anger. Because, so to speak, and it's all of course kavyachal, but I'm talking about Hashem. Since he swore in his anger, he could retract his oath. And therefore the Dardea, this generation of the wilderness, have a chelik in Olam Haba. What do we take from here? That it's possible to lose one's share in eternity, for sure. But perhaps even on a simple level, it could be just a self-fulfilling prophecy. They won't enter into a place of contentment. Shabbos is a time of menucha. If we're Torah Levav, if we are Am Torah Levav, then we're never going to achieve this place of menucha. If we don't get the plot, if we don't tap in to the reality of Hashem's existence, to the fact that He runs the world, the fact that He's in control, which is what Shabbos is all about, Kisheshi Soma Masa Hashem Vesa Shamayim Vesa Aretz. If we're unable to understand not just that Hashem created the world, that Hashem sustains the world, which is why Shabbos is Zeichel Tzias, is also Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, as well as Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis, then we will never achieve this place of menucha. We'll always be restless. We'll always be worrying what we're not doing. Because we haven't internalized that Hashem's in control. As mentioned, to be a Shomer Shabbos requires a huge amount of control. Not to get to work on Shabbos. But more than that, not to even talk about work on Shabbos. Not to be worrying about it. To think, everything's done, where I am is where I'm meant to be. That's menucha. To be able to totally let go and immerse oneself in Shabbos and not be worrying about anything, that requires a huge amount of bitachon in Hashem. That's Olam Haba. That's Me'ein Olam Haba. That's what Shabbos is. So just like the Dor Deah, the machlekes, were they able to enter in this place of menucha, the generation of the wilderness, were they able to reach this place of menucha of Olam Haba? We have to ask ourselves the same question as we go into Shabbos. Are we able to reach this place of menucha? And the only place we will be able to is if we are Yedei Darkei Hashem, if we understand Hashem's providence, we're aware of Him, we're cognizant of Him, we feel His presence in our lives, then we ourselves will be able to reach this place of menucha.